Three important questions will be placed before us in the Qabr. The questions outwardly look very straightforward, very simple. And at the moment as we are sitting here, we feel confident that we will be able to reply them easily. Because even so to say, the exam paper has been given to us, the questions are to be posed to us. But if you look at the circumstances, that in the darkness of that Qabr, in that solitude, when there is no support from family and friends, to be confronted by two fierce-looking farishtas, such as Munkar and Nakir, it will be no easy task to answer these questions. What are the three questions? The first question will be posed, Mar Rabbuka, that who is your cherisher, your sustainer? We will have to reply, Rabbi Allah, that my Rabb is Allah. The second question will be put, Ma Deenuka, what was your religion? And we'll have to reply, Deen al-Islam, that my religion was Islam. To answer these questions correctly will be only possible if we were aware that we have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a day of reckoning will come, we will be questioned in the qabr, and we have to prepare for that day by making abundant dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by remaining conscious of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by drawing ourselves close to Allah Ta'ala, by gaining the recognition and ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala in this world, then it will become easy to reply to that question. As far as the second question is concerned, to answer it correctly will only be possible if Islam made itself manifest in our lives, if we are towing the line of Sharia, if we believe that our salvation only lies in following this deen of Islam and in no other religion, then it will become easy to answer that question. The third question that will be put to us, مَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلِ الَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ, that what do you say about this man that was sent amongst you as a messenger? In other words, with regard to Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was he? According to some ulama, the person in the qabr will be shown an image of Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another opinion is that all the barriers from his qabr right up to the Rauza Aqdas in Medina Munawwara will be removed, and you will see Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the countenance face of Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will be questioned that who was this person sent amongst you. As far as this question is concerned, it will become easy to reply only and only if a person's lifestyle, if a person's appearance, if a person's etiquette, if a person's way of life resembled that of Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it will become easy for him to recognize Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person's lifestyle was like that of the enemies of Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his appearance was that like the enemies of Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his lifestyle, his etiquette, his way of living was like the enemies of Islam, we can well imagine how difficult it will become for him to recognize Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So very, very important to ensure that in our lifestyle we resemble, emulate the appearance of Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we emulate the way of life of Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our walking, our eating, our drinking, our sleeping, all these different spheres of our life should be in accordance with the way that Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried out these activities, then it will become easy to recognize Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is very easy for us to make hollow claims of having love for Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every ummati, every mu'min has this claim that I have love for Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But like the saying goes, that you should put your money where your mouth is. If you claim to have love for Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we claim to have true love for Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our lifestyle, our way of eating, walking, drinking, our appearance, all this should portray the sunnah of Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we will say that we are not making hollow claims of love for Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Proof of that love is that because we love Rasulullah Kareem Sa'azam, we love to dress like Rasulullah Kareem Sa'azam. We love to eat like Rasulullah Kareem Sa'azam. We love to sleep like Rasulullah Kareem Sa'azam. We love to have our appearance like Rasulullah Kareem Sa'azam. Then we will say that this man is true love for Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is why in the hadith Rasulullah Kareem Sa'azam warns us that لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That any of you cannot be a true mu'min and a believer until I become more beloved to him than his parents, his children, and everything that he possesses. In other words, my love should supersede, should exceed, should surpass the love of every other creation on the face of this earth. When a person has that degree of love for Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then it is obvious he will want to emulate Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His lifestyle will portray the sunnah of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because he loves Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than anything else. So therefore he will want to live like Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and for such a person it will become easy to recognize Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are so fortunate that Allah Ta'ala sent us towards the end of time, the last ummah, and we are blessed by having as our Nabi the last Nabi, Nabi Akhirul Zaman, Rasulullah Kareem Sa'azam, the chief of all the Anbiya, the chief of all the Rasul. That being that creation because of which Allah Ta'ala created the entire universe, we are so fortunate and blessed to have him as our spiritual guide, yet we do not show our appreciation by emulating his lifestyle, by showing true love for him, by resembling him, by living like him, walking like him, talking like him, sleeping like him. This is indeed very, very unfortunate.